I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Expect a cloudy sky today with cooler temperatures, a high around 64 degrees. Illinois' senior U.S. senator is trying to learn more about the claims of mismanagement at the Marion VA Medical Center. WSIU's Brad Palmer reports on Durbin's visit to the facility yesterday.
The senator says doctors and other professionals will give reports in the next few weeks about whether there are any practices or standards that need to be changed at the Marion VA.
The bottom line, of course, is we owe this to our veterans. We got to give them the best. And in the overwhelming majority of treatment given at Marion VA, the veterans are happy with it. They're pleased with the results, and there are no questions asked.
Durbin says he's concerned about recent reports that claim retaliation against whistleblowing workers, abuse of employees, unfair labor practices, and nepotism. His biggest concern is how these accusations impact the quality of care for veterans. Durbin and Senator Tammy Duckworth sent a letter in July to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Inspector stressing the need for a comprehensive review of the Marion VA. I'm Brad Palmer.
Meanwhile, U.S. Representative Mike Bost has demanded a face-to-face meeting with the VA secretary on the same issues at the Marion VA Medical Center. Authorities across the country are looking for a Southern Illinois man they say has failed to register as a sex offender. The Edwards County Sheriff's Department says 27-year-old Nathan Ellison was supposed to be in court last week, but he didn't show up. A judge sentenced him to 6 years in prison for failing to register. Ellison was originally convicted of aggravated criminal sexual abuse in Richland County. His victim was 15 at the time of the crime. Deputies say Ellison still faces charges in Jefferson County for failing to report a change of address and has pending burglary charges in Franklin County. Ellison is a white man, 5'11", with brown hair and hazel eyes. He weighs about 180 pounds. If anyone has information on his whereabouts, they're asked to call the Edwards County Sheriff's Department at 618-445-2721. 2 weeks after unveiling his campus reorganization plan, SIUC's CEO says he's getting good feedback from the university community. Chancellor Carlo Montemagno says his proposal will change the way the university does business, making it easier for faculty and staff to work together.
The intention of the reorganization is we will eliminate no jobs. We're going to redeploy the resources that we have more efficiently. But the end result, when it's all done, is over $2.5 million will be reinvested directly into our educational mission without any additional external monies coming in.
Critics of the plan say Montemagno is moving too quickly. He wants to have the changes in place by July 1st of next year. But the chancellor says it's critical to make those modifications now so that SIUC can turn its enrollment decline around and become a more innovative school. We're going to see a cloudy sky today and a high near 64 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.